Our first symposium will introduce a vital Bible principle that will be considered throughout the day. The symposium is entitled, Avoid Sowing to the Flesh. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. Brother George Carlson will present the first talk, Avoid Sowing to the Flesh, Use Social Media Wisely.
Why don't we start by looking at our theme scripture? That's Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8. Galatians 6 and 8 reads, because the one sowing with a view to his flesh will reap corruption from his flesh, but the one sowing with a view to the Spirit will reap everlasting life from the Spirit. Well, so according to the scripture, it's easy for us to see that if we want everlasting life, sow with a view to the Spirit. Do not avoid sowing with a view to the flesh. What does it mean to sow with a view to the flesh? Sow with a view to the Spirit. Well, it has to do with our actions and the results of those actions. Let's take this example. A gentleman wants to have a nice, healthy lawn this summer. What does he do? You power rake your lawn. You get good quality seeds to oversow your lawn. You fertilize, you water, you mow the lawn. Okay. So all these activities, what do they result in? You get a healthy lawn, isn't it? So you can see that to sow with a view to the Spirit, it means our actions, the way we live, the things we do, should allow the Holy Spirit to operate freely in us. And when it does, it will help us to manifest the fruitage of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, patience, kindness. Yes. And how do we do that? Well, we pay attention at our meetings. During our personal studies, we take note of the principles we find in the Bible, and then we apply them, and that helps. But now let's go back to the gentleman with the nice lawn. He walks out one day, he sees a couple of dandelions that have appeared without invitation. What would he do? Just like most of us would do, you get rid of them. We have mechanical or chemical means of treating them. Why? If you leave them, very soon you have a lawn of dandelions. Nobody notices the grass, it's just the dandelions. Yes. So it's the same with us. We may be sown with a view to the Spirit, but then every now and then, some uninvited, unclean thoughts enter our minds. What should we do? We should not allow them to linger. Why? If we do, eventually they'll take over, and then our actions will be dictated by these immoral thoughts. You know, works of the flesh, things like uncleanness, hostility, jealousy, fits of anger, drunkenness. No, we don't want that to direct our actions. If we do, it doesn't matter how hard we work in Jehovah's service, we will be sowing with a view to the flesh. The end result, corruption and death. So this symposium will consider four areas in which we need to avoid sowing to the flesh. Let's list them. Four. The first is social media. Two, entertainment. Three, envy. And four, material wealth. Okay. So let's consider social media. Well, social media has benefits, and some Christians choose to take advantage of these benefits. For example, it's easy to stay in connection or to stay connected with our family and our friends. For example, we have some friends, some brothers who are in Israel right now on a campaign. We love to see the pictures and get updates on what's going on in their life. Another advantage is that it saves time when you have to, you know, pass on important information to a couple of people. Hey, I'm getting married, or here's our first child. Yes, it can save time. But if you choose to use social media, please be aware of the dangers. And please keep this principle in mind. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. Let's all open our Bibles or navigate to Proverbs 22 and 3. And as we read, take a special note of the very first part. That is what will help us. It says, Proverbs 22 and 3 reads, "The shrewd one sees the danger and conceals himself, but the inexperienced one keeps right on going and suffers the consequences." So, what's the principle here? We need to be aware of the dangers, otherwise we'll suffer. The suffering we'll have will be corruption and death. So what are these dangers? There are three listed in here, in the outline. One, wasted time. Two, presumptuousness. Three, bad association. Let's take these one at a time. Wasted time. Well, so many people use social media excessively. Why? Looking at pictures, following people they may not necessarily know, and being so engrossed in getting as much information as can about these people. But if we were to do that, what would happen? Time for spiritual things would suffer. But you know what? There's a principle for that. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, we are advised to keep strict watch on how we use our time. Now, how can we apply this to this danger? In order not to waste time, set a limit for every session. For example, you want to use it once in the morning, once in the evening. Set a time and stick to that time. That way, your time wouldn't be wasted. Danger number two, presumptuousness. What does that mean? Well, it means that you fail to observe the limits of what is permitted and what is appropriate. Well, if you do that, what's the danger? Well, there's a principle for that too. Proverbs 11 and 2 says that when we are presumptuous, we'll reap dishonor. So, what do we do? Now, before you do anything on social media, posting pictures, posting information, do you think it would be loving to, first of all, seek the permission of the people involved? If it's not just you, others. By doing this, you're observing the limit of what is proper and what's permitted. For example, I've been invited to a wedding. A very good brother of mine, same congregation for 10, 20 years. And we go with our cell phones. So I go with mine, I take the picture. The bride comes in, I take a picture. They say their vows, I take a picture. Kiss the bride, I take a picture. And what's happening? As I take the picture, I just keep uploading. Aren't I being presumptuous? Yes. So it's good to ask for permission first. Now, another way where presumptuousness affects us is that we assume that everybody wants to see our picture. They want to know what's going on in our lives. So what do? When we sit in our house, it's on social media. When we walk on the road, it's on social media. When we lie down, it's on social media. When we get up, it's on social media. That wouldn't really be loving. Let's be considerate. Let's not presume that everybody has the same view of social media that we have. The third is bad association. Now, with social media, you can be whoever you want to be. You're hiding behind the internet, so you can create whatever character you have, whatever personality. Now, when we get on, we can connect to whoever it is. And what is our guide? What we see that they have put out there to see. So how can we avoid bad association? Here is a principle. There's a principle for that too. Psalm 26 and 4, it says that the psalmist said he avoids those who hide what they are. So to help us, social media, they have privacy settings. So we need to be very familiar with them and we need to use them. If you're able to do this, what happens is that we're able to weed out almost all those who in real life, if we know who they are and what they do, we would not associate with them. And then also, we should resolve not to view posts or comment on posts in social media. There are some disfellowship, some disassociated ones who want to reach out to you through those. So with these two steps, being familiar with the settings and not viewing or commenting on every post in social media, we are able to protect ourselves. So what we are going to do now is that we're going to watch a short demonstration. There are two young adults named Monique and Marjolaine, and they are discussing a blog that they both follow. Let's listen in on the conversation.
Yeah, she covers a wide range of topics in her blog and has such a fresh view of things.
You know, I follow this blog too, Monique, and a recent post really bothered me. It cast Jehovah's Witnesses in such a negative light, and a lot of the responses to the post were outright lies. I felt I needed to defend the truth.
I didn't see that post. What did you do?
Well, I responded to the post itself, and then to several of the false statements that were made.
Oh.
Did I do something wrong, Monique?
Well, it's possible that by responding to the comments, you could have been communicating with apostates.
You know, I never thought of that. But the responses made me so angry. I mean, how should I have dealt with them?
Well, Marjolaine, whenever I see negative comments on social media, I try to remember that Jesus said wisdom is proved righteous by its works. So I choose not to get involved.
Oh, yeah. Instead of arguing with every lie spoken against him, Jesus let his works speak for themselves. You know, thank you for the reminder, Monique.
Anytime, Marjolaine. Here comes her bus.
That's the principle in flesh and blood. So, brothers, sisters, we are all here today because we are determined to sow with a view to the Spirit. So we want to be, you remember Proverbs 22, 3? We want to be the shrewd ones. We want to conceal ourselves not from the world, but from the dangers altogether. If we choose to use social media, let's do it in a way that it will avoid us sowing with a view to the flesh.